Hey there, and welcome to Sentinel Watch, where we look at life through a spiritual lens. I'm David Brown. In recent years, there's been a growing focus on mental health. We recently looked at the issue of mental health in a special series here on Sentinel Watch, but today we're going to sharpen our focus just a bit on an aspect that is particularly prevalent in modern news coverage, the issue of depression. Most modern medical definitions describe depression as more than an occasional sadness or a reaction to events, but as a kind of persistent illness that negatively affects how a person feels, thinks, and acts. And a variety of causes are often attached to the popular discussion, from brain chemistry or trauma to social factors like isolation or poverty, drugs and therapy often prescribed to treat depression. But there is another way, a spiritual way, to responsibly, effectively, and permanently find not just relief, but complete healing from depression. And that's what we're talking about with our guest today. Melanie Daglian is a Christian Science practitioner and teacher from the New York City area. Melanie, welcome to Sentinel Watch.
Wonderful to be here.
I want to address something up front, Melanie, because so many listeners have heard stories of depression, especially in the media, linked to suicide. And when we talk about spiritual healing, I'm concerned that people understand we're not talking about happy thoughts or distractions, but genuine, demonstrable spiritual healing of a condition that many find debilitating, if not dangerous. And so I'm wondering, how do we even begin to approach a subject like this as students of Christian Science?
I think one of the most helpful things is a deep sense of what God is and realizing we're at one with Him. Because I know in my own experience, it was that sense of being alone, that sense of mental darkness being my problem, rather than waking up to a sense of being at one with God, which is what Christian Science gave me. I think that sense of isolation, of being separate from anything good, needs to be addressed and seen through.
You just mentioned that you had had a healing of depression. Could you share that experience with us?
Yes. When I was growing up, I was surrounded by a tremendous amount of darkness, anger, fear, and even meanness in my childhood. And it seemed to create so much of a dark heaviness within me that was always there. And I didn't know about the mental freedom that comes from a spiritual understanding of God then. I had never heard of Christian Science. And so, like many people, I thought the answer had to be circumstantial. Like if I lived in a certain place, or if people would only treat me differently, or if I had certain things in my life, then surely the misery would go away. But it never worked. Even if things seemed to happen the way I thought they should, they slipped from my grasp, or they just didn't take away the darkness inside. The misery got worse through college. And after graduation, it became what I would call full-on depression. I could not get out of that dark feeling.
So what did you do?
Well, fortunately, in my senior year of college, I attended a Christian Science lecture. And I got a copy of Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, and I started to read it. And it was the most remarkable experience, because even in all that darkness, I was so stunned by what I was reading, because it presented something completely different. Not that I needed to do certain things or be better or have people like me, but that God had created me in His own image. There was so much light in that book. And I thought, you know, I've always known this inside. Somewhere inside, I had known there had to be something outside of a material sense of things. And it made so much sense to me. And I started to feel more light piercing through the darkness.
Was there something in particular that you read or you recall reading that gave you that initial sense of uplift?
I think it was the overwhelming sense of God's love for us and that we are not condemned, that we're not guilty or we have to do something to prove ourselves, but that it's unconditional in the sense that we don't have to earn it, that he created us like him. He created us as his image and likeness, as it says in the Bible. Therefore, we had all the good qualities of God. And this was a radical idea to me. This was completely different than anything I'd been taught. But it made so much sense. As I was reading, I couldn't believe there was a book that articulated what I'd always known inside on some level, that I'd sensed. And here it was articulated in such a clear way.
What happened then? I mean, you're exposed to this idea of you being not defined, I guess, by external circumstances or even, I guess, internal circumstances.
It was such a love-filled experience. And what I was reading was that I was the idea of God, that I was his spiritual creation. Mm-hmm. And that I was composed of all right ideas, not a mixture of bad and good or the result of circumstance, that God was a constant source of good, that good didn't come and go, but God is good itself, and that I couldn't be separate from that goodness.
In reading these passages, was it something in the words? Was it something in a shift in your thinking?
Well, when things were so bad right after graduation, I continued to read Science and Health. Uh-huh. I certainly read lots of things. I read Mary Baker Eddy's other writings. I read the Christian Science magazines, etc. But one day I was sitting on the floor of my room and glanced over at my nightstand and I saw my copy of Science and Health. And all of a sudden I realized that whenever I focused on reading Science and Health through consecutively, the depression lifted. And I made a commitment at that moment to continue reading Science and Health through consecutively and never stop. And what it was, I realize now, was that Science and Health isn't like any other book. It's not a book in the usual sense. It's more like a window to the light of truth. I felt light pouring through. I felt truth pouring through. I felt God's love present with me. And so what it started to do was dissolve that heavy materiality. The words, yes, but also the spirit of God's love behind those words. I began to feel his presence more as a real presence in my life, as a constant presence. I had read the chapter Fruitage and realized that all those individuals had been healed simply through reading Science and Health, whether they felt they understood it or not. And I was experiencing that. I was experiencing the overwhelming power of God's love that was expressed in those pages.
I have to sort of pause here for listeners who may not be familiar with Science and Health or Fruitage. Fruitage is at the end of Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, and it's a collection of experiences of people who, after reading Science and Health, had profound healings. But Science and Health itself, and I think we need to sort of hone in on that just a bit, because as you were describing it, you said that you kept going back and you were led to read the book all the way through. And I think maybe some might think, well, was there something about the book?
I think the most basic thing for me was a complete explanation of what God is. Mary Baker Eddy says that science, Christian science, is truth's prism and praise. Mm-hmm. And a prism takes white light and separates it into the rainbow. And that's what Science and Health did for me. It took this concept of God, and I certainly had a very traditional concept of God as a man in the sky far away, who maybe listened to our prayers or maybe didn't, who maybe answered them and maybe didn't. Well, Science and Health changed that concept. It was like a prism that took this idea of God, and Science and Health talks about different names that express aspects of God. And what those did was help me understand God's nature. I had heard the phrase God is love, and that comes from the Bible, but I didn't know that it could be real, that I could feel that love. But understanding God as love, as ever present and always with me and having all power, for example, was something that helped me a great deal. Understanding that God is soul, rather than having a sense of soul that maybe is inside me or might be not a good soul, but rather this sense of soul as all good. These were things that helped me get out of a limited sense of self and feel more of the expanse of God and what his qualities are. And as I was reading Science and Health, I was learning who Mary Baker Eddy was. She is the discoverer of Christian Science and the author of Science and Health. She also founded the Church of Christ Scientist. You know, she was raised as a very devoted Christian, but had been searching her whole life for a deeper understanding of the Bible, I think, and had a lot of illness, a lot of tragedy in her life, and reached a point of utter despair, I would say, when everything seemed to fall away from her that might have brought happiness. Mm-hmm. She describes this in her own autobiography. She actually had an accident where she slipped and fell and had a lot of internal injuries and different things and got such an inspired sense of one of Jesus's healings at that moment that she herself was healed. And then she spent the rest of her life, in a sense, first trying to figure out what had healed her and then delving into the Bible to find a way to explain it to others and to bring healing to others the way she had. And the result of that was many things, but one of the most central was she began writing Science and Health and worked on it for many years. And it was like an influx of inspiration to her as she continued to dig into the Bible and she continued to realized she could be healed herself and healed others. She healed many people in her life. The ideas flowed in, and she honed them and edited them and worked on them for many years so that they could be understandable to others. The result is Science and Health, which I know it's divine because I know the power of reading that book and I experienced the healing power of it. And no other book I have ever read other than the Bible has had that divine sense for me.
You know, we've been talking a lot about the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. It has an important connection to the Bible, Key to the Scriptures. And if you'd like to explore more of that relationship, we'll have some links in the show notes so you can do just that. Melanie, let's get back to what you experienced here as you were getting out of this sense of being completely oppressed by this depression. You were reading Science and Health, and as this was going on, what was happening in your life? And when did you realize, wait a minute, I'm healed?
After that experience, when I realized just reading Science and Health through continuously lifted depression, I continued to read it, and in a few months, that darkest level of depression lifted. And again, that was the divine light coming into my life through this new understanding of God that was in Science and Health and a clearer sense of goodness, a clearer sense of God's goodness being present everywhere began to pour in more and more. And after that first healing of the worst expression of it, it was a gradual lightening. A metaphor would be like an elevator that goes from the 100th floor to the basement. And the level down to which my mental elevator could go became less and less low, if you will. So whereas right after graduation from college, my mental elevator would go down to the basement and stay there. After that first healing, it could only go down to, say, floor 15. And then in the years that followed, as I kept reading Science and Health, my thought couldn't go down past 20 or 30. And it's like the darkest parts of mental depression just could not be there anymore. because I realized they were not who I was and they were not who God created me to be.
Melanie, do you feel like you still struggle with this, or are you free of it?
I know I'm free of it now. I had other instances along the way of dark moments. It never went down to the basement, if you will, of mental darkness again. But now when dark thoughts come to me, if they do at all, I can immediately reject them because I know they're not from God, because God sends only light and goodness, and science and health has taught me that. And I know that they are a suggestion from what Paul in the Bible might call the carnal mind, what science and health refers to as mortal mind, and what Jesus referred to as the liar and the father of it, which is a suggestion of something other than God.
What's striking to me is that as you began telling us your story, you talked about what seemed to be the causes of this, that you felt surrounded by fear and even meanness. And yet now, what I'm hearing in your description, it was as if what you were learning was dissolving the very claim to causality
Yes.
that depression had.
Yes, because one of the things science and health taught me that I've learned through Christian Science is that God alone is cause, and he causes only good. So while I had thought, like much of the world, that one's childhood, circumstances, events are cause, now I know that God alone is cause. He alone causes everything, and he only causes good. So if there are things that seem not good, such mm-hmm. as thoughts or suggestions that come to us or circumstances,
right.
they do not have the reality that they claim to have. And knowing the allness of God and his goodness, we can destroy them. We can see them go from our lives.
Wow. Did you ever seek help from a Christian Science practitioner?
In the beginning, I did. In those first years, as I was reading Science and Health, and it would help a great deal.
But in the end, you decided that through your own study of Christian Science, that you could be healed of this.
Yes. It was the most powerful thing, my relationship with reading Science and Health, because I knew it was true from the beginning, because I could feel it inside. Mm-hmm. When something's true, you know it. When something's not true, there's often a voice inside that tells you it's not. Jesus said, "My sheep know my voice, and they will not listen to the voice of a stranger." The Christ, which is the spirit that Jesus manifests, the influence ever present in human consciousness. Mm-hmm. And I was awakening more and more to that divine influence that was telling me what was true and what was not, and that was enabling me to say no to dark thoughts and yes to true thoughts from God.
What you've experienced is really powerful, and yet I can imagine someone hearing what you went through and think she's flooding her own thought with something else, that, you know, any hobby will do something like that, you know. What would you say to someone who would think that perhaps that's, you know, it's basically this is a kind of just filling your head with something that might be a distraction, or might be convincing yourself of something, if you know what I'm saying?
I know that's not true, because before Christian Science, I had all those things. I had all the hobbies. I had all the distractions. I had the get-togethers with friends. I had mm-hmm. school. Nothing worked. And this worked. The light that I was feeling pouring through Science and Health, how I was coming to understand God, has permanently removed the darkness. Nothing else has ever done that. Nothing else even came close to doing that. And so there's a light sense of being distracted temporarily, but it doesn't heal us. No hobby can heal you of the darkness of depression. It can only temporarily distract, but I found something permanent that removed the susceptibility to it altogether.
Why not go to drugs or therapy? I mean, those are common ways that people have been treating depression, certainly in recent decades. Why take this approach?
From experiences with friends and family members, what I've seen is that medicine and psychiatry don't promise a cure usually for any of these mental ailments. But I found in Christian Science a permanent cure. That was the difference for me, that the problem was removed, not just managed or put up with. It was permanently healed. And for me, drugs are based on the same materiality that I was suffering from, a material sense of who I was versus a spiritual sense. And what I was learning through reading Science and Health was the power of spirit, the power of God. And I was starting to see more and more that nothing material was going to give me that sense of God that was going to permanently remove the problem. I hadn't really started to read Science and Health expecting to be healed. I didn't know I could be through it. But that happened without me even trying. I was just reading. And that shows to me how powerful God's love is. It's so powerful that whether we approach Christian Science and Science and Health seeking healing, or just to understand God, or just out of curiosity, the power of the truth of God heals us no matter what.
If someone is listening right now and they have struggled with depression, perhaps, you know, I'm thinking, well, if folks are listening to Sentinel Watch, it may very well be that they're familiar with Christian Science, but they're not finding that sense of relief that you found. What would you say to them? Is there something they're doing wrong? Is there something that they're approaching it maybe the wrong way? Or maybe they're not reading the right section?
Yeah, there's no wrong way. And the wonderful thing about God is his love is tailored to each one of us. He knows each one of us as a unique spiritual idea, and he speaks to each of us individually. And so trusting that God knows you, knows what you really are, and a greater understanding of good and freedom is what frees us, is what will help you the most. Because while another's journey might not look like mine, it's still in God's hands, and it will be wonderful. God will speak to you. He will send thoughts, understanding that are just what you need. Everyone's journey is going to be individual, but to trust that voice inside, to trust those intuitions, which Mrs. Eddy calls angel messages, which are God's pure thoughts, and know that they are there and you can trust them and listen to them, and he knows you and loves you and will make your journey unique to you.
I mentioned earlier, Melanie, that you were a Christian Science practitioner. And for those who may not know, a journalisted Christian Science practitioner is in the full-time public practice of helping others experience healing through Christian Science, through getting a better sense of one's relationship to God. And I'm wondering, in the course of your work as a practitioner, if you have encountered others who have struggled with similar issues of depression.
I have. And what I found the most important thing to do is separate thoughts from God versus thoughts from error. One of the most encouraging things Science and Health talks about is that divine influence of the Christ in consciousness separates the chaff from the wheat. At another place, Mrs. Eddy talks about a fan, which is what you separate chaff from wheat in more traditional ways of harvesting wheat, as separation of fable from fact. And so to know that the thoughts, the dark thoughts occurring to you are not your thoughts. they're coming from what you might call an enemy. That's a seeming voice that is not God. It's not real, but it's not your thought. And you were created to know the difference. You were created with the ability to hear God and to say no to the false thoughts. That is innate in each one of us.
But just to be clear, we're not thinking our way out of depression. It's not the act of substituting a bad thought with a good thought.
Absolutely, because we can't do it ourselves. Mrs. Eddy talks about how the human mind has an absolute need of something outside itself for its salvation and healing. We have to yield to God. It's God who frees us. We don't have that power. God is all power, and He awakens us to the true. It's a wonderful sense of depending upon God's love to save us.
And it also speaks to this larger idea about what our relationship is to God. We've used that word, you know, God, over and over here in the course of our conversation, and you've talked about the way that Mrs. Eddy defines God, but really that's the be-all and end-all here, this relationship that we have with God and our very nature as spiritual. That sometimes seems to be one of the hardest things to embrace or to accept sometimes. We have to understand and have that sense of transformation for the healing to take place.
I think we do. And it may seem hard because the world is throwing such an opposite picture at us, a picture of being separate beings that have some sort of power within ourselves, mm-hmm. or maybe we'll be disappointed, or there are things beyond our control mm-hmm. that can make us miserable. But what I'm learning about God is that we are actually at one with Him. Mrs. Eddy talks about the analogy of the sun and its rays and a drop of water being at one with the ocean. That's how close we are to God. We are actually at one with Him. That's one of the most helpful things, I think, to combat depression or dark thoughts, is to know that we are inseparable from good. We're inseparable from the light of God. And we have dominion over anything that would tell us we're not the extraordinary, exquisite expression of God, with all His intelligence reflected individually in us.
Melanie Daglian is a Christian Science practitioner and teacher from the New York City area. Melanie, thank you so much for taking time to share with us your experience, your healing in Christian Science. We appreciate it.
So glad to be here.
Sentinel Watch is a production of the Christian Science Sentinel. I'm David Brown. Our podcast is produced by Carlos Machado, Sophie Ungerleiter, and our executive producer, Amy Richmond. Our editor is Ethel Baker. Our audio engineers are Tim Malone, Noel Flatt, Alyssa Britton, and Ian Case. Our theme music is by Jonah Bobo. We'll talk again soon.
This podcast is produced and copyrighted by the Christian Science Publishing Society.